We are joined right now by the head football coach at Clemson. 12th full season at Clemson. He led them to a pair of national titles, led them to four national championship games in the last 5 years, led Clemson to five straight ACC championships, six overall, recipient of countless Coach of the Year awards. They are 1-0. They are number one in the country. They're hosting the Citadel Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Dabo Swinney is my guest. Dabo, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great, Coach. Great talking to you and great to hear your voice. Let me ask you this.
Sorry I was a little late there, but glad we were able to catch back up.
Absolutely. Good to have you back. So I spoke to a number of head coaches this past week who talked about how emotional they were either before the season opener or after it because of everything that went into making sure these games came off. For instance, Jeff Collins of Georgia Tech talked about the fact earlier today that people have no idea how hard everybody worked throughout the offseason just to get there. So my question for you, what kind of emotions were you feeling before Saturday's game and then after it, and how different did that opener feel to you compared to others?
Man, so many emotions. I mean, it was an amazing experience. I told our team, after the game, I've been a part of a lot of opening games and a lot of good games and good wins and things like that in my 12th year as the head coach. But I'll never forget that one ever. That was as special a moment as I've had, and I mean that with all my heart. You know, just simply because of all that it took to get there. I mean, you know, we were in the middle of spring ball in March, and all of a sudden the world shuts down. You don't see anybody till June, and then it was voluntary. And then by the time you get back going in July, you don't even know if you're going to play. And then you don't have a schedule, and then you don't know when you're going to start. But yet, and then you have all kinds of things going on in the world, and the virus, and you know, all that's just. I mean, it was just crazy, and still is. But somehow, some way. We were able to push through all that. And I told our guys really back in May, I said, you know what? I said, the one thing I know, we're all dealing with some unprecedented things here, but if there's ever a program built for this, it's us, you know, because we have an incredibly strong culture here, and that's won the day for us. And I feel like that always gives us an edge. And as I told them back in May, I said, this is going to either be an advantage for some teams or a disadvantage. And it's going to be all about what you're made of. You know, it either shines you up or grinds you up. And we're made of the right stuff. We got the right people. We got the right culture. We got the right commitment. And whenever we do get back, it needs to be evident, you know, that what we've been doing when nobody was watching, you know, that's what wins championships. And we've always said that champions are made and championships are won when the stands are empty. And, you know, that may just be the case for real this year, because, you know, we played in front of nobody, but it was an amazing emotional, night. Our guys were so excited and ready to play, rose to the occasion. And once it kicked off, honestly, there could have been 100,000 people there or nobody there. I mean, it was, I couldn't tell the difference because we were all so into what we were doing and so excited to play. And it was so much fun to see them play because they've worked incredibly hard, the entire organization, everybody from top to bottom to get us to that point. So, you know, we're really excited. Our guys are doing a great job and hopefully we can continue that and have the type of season we want to have.
It's a great response. Dabo Swinney joining us, your guy Trevor Lawrence. I mean, all of your guys, but Trevor Lawrence certainly locked in. 22 of 28, 351 yards. He had a total of three touchdowns. You and I have talked over the years about how special he is. But how much has he grown from year to year since joining the program?
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's the best part of, you know, what I get to do is, you know, you meet these guys when they're 15, 16, and it's just so cool, you know, to see them transform. I've got three sons, so I've lived that in my own house too. But just to get to see that over and over and over. And here's a guy, again, I met him in the ninth grade. And now watching him, he's engaged now to his high school sweetheart and all that stuff. But his first year, he just came in and was trying to earn the respect of his team. And his second year, he wanted to be the leader of the offense. And this year, he's the leader of the entire team. And so it's been a natural progression for him. Leadership comes easy to him. He's an incredibly humble young man. He really is. I always say he looks like Hollywood, but he's the most low-maintenance, humble guy you'll ever coach and loves to be coached, loves it, loves to prepare, he doesn't have to play a snap, didn't have to play. And this guy's out there leading the charge. You know, hey, we want to play college football. Nobody's making us do anything. And, you know, that's just who he is. That's just who he is. I mean, the guy has no fear. And, again, his just pure love of the game, his love of where he's playing, his love of his teammates. I mean, it's just a joy to watch him. And, I mean, is he special? Oh, my goodness. He's just mentally matured over the years, but then physically where he is, just from a pure physical standpoint, 220-something pounds, his strength, everything. It's been a complete transformation from the first time I met him. And he's got total command of what he's doing. He's a hard guy to fool post-snap, and that allows us to really have a lot of flexibility with what we can do offensively.
We're talking to Dabo Swinney, Clemson 1-0. You know, Dabo, the last 6 months have been so challenging for a lot of people in terms of their mental health and just kind of feeling worn down and beaten down by a whole lot of negative news. You're somebody who was always relentlessly upbeat. You've always got this positive energy and lots of it. I'm curious, what have the last 6 months been like for you, and how have you maintained that positive energy?
Yeah, well, it's been tough, just like it has for everyone, but you know, I mean, I'm 50 now, so I've got thick skin. I've had a lot of water going to the bridge, and I've had a lot of challenges along my journey of life. And you know, the one thing I've learned from all the challenges in life is that you know, for me, it's always come back to my faith. And you know, I'm strong in my faith. God's always, you know, He's the great I am. He's not the great I used to could be, or I forgot about you, guy. He's still there. And, you know, sometimes we go through things in life we don't like, we don't understand. But you know, when you know, for me, you know, my anchor comes from the Lord. You know, that just helps me push through with anything and everything that comes my way. And just to try to stay grounded, to try not to get caught up in things that really don't matter or people who do not know me. You know, in my job, I mean, there's just people that they're going to hate me regardless of, they don't even know me. But that's just how, that just comes with the territory. And so, you know, I just try to just keep my eyes on the good Lord, in the good and the bad. I think that's the important thing. It's not just the good, but you got to keep your eyes on the Lord and the bad too. And let him, you know, always say adversity will either, you know, define you, destroy you, or develop you. And that really is a choice. And if you have God in the center of your life, he'll use whatever adversity you're going through to develop you into something better. And so I hope that I'm no different than anybody else out there, you know, and just continuing to get better, continuing to grow. You know, so it's been there's been some challenging times, but it's also been a lot of good. There's been a lot of good. You know, so I'm thankful. I think we have to be grateful for all things. That's what the good Lord teaches us, and that's what I try to do even when I don't like it. I always say God never says oops, and I hate that, but that's just kind of how I choose to live my life and you know, keep on keeping on.
Dabo Swinney, my guest. I know you got to go to a meeting, so really quickly, let me ask you this. Was there ever a point in the offseason where you thought, and I understand you want to keep everything the main thing, and you want to focus on winning that one day, but did you ever think there was a good chance that the season might be postponed?
I did. There was a time. I really felt like we were going to play all along. There were some times where I didn't really know how it was going to play out. But I just keep the faith, and that's kind of how I've always gone about my business. But that Saturday, I can't remember what day it is, but we had just started camp, and I got an email about I'm on this committee and have an emergency committee meeting on Monday morning. And then sure enough, I can't remember if it was that night or Monday or Tuesday or whatever, when the Big Ten canceled and all that stuff. And so that was the only time that I felt like we may not play, because I felt like, and it was becoming political and all this stuff. But you know what? That's when our guys stood up too. You know, there was one narrative out there at that time, and that was, you know, guys are being made to play, and it's all about money, and nobody ever wants to talk about, like, this is what we love to do. This is what we choose to do. And that's when the players kind of got involved and like, hey, you know, we want to play. And I'm thankful for the presidents and the ADs and the medical people that got together to give us the opportunity to play safely. And, you know, my whole thing in the beginning was, if you can tell me that the virus goes away if we don't play, or if they're safer, great. But, you know, I believe that's not the case. And I believe our guys are safer with us, and the results prove that for sure. So hopefully we can continue to, you know, be blessed by that. But there was a few days there where I wasn't real sure, but I'm glad it all worked out. And so another reason why we were all so emotional when we kicked it off.
He is the head coach of Clemson. They are number one in the country. They're 1-0, and they are hosting the Citadel on Saturday. He is Dabo Swinney. Dabo, great to have you back. Thank you so much. I appreciate this relationship, and I always appreciate the conversation. Great to have you back, Dabo.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Hey, all the best, man. Stay well.
You stay well. Great talking to you, Dabo. Thank you very much. And I sincerely do appreciate that relationship.